Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Brooks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rowland. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Rowland. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting third. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber juggles the ball. That's an error on Barber. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball four. Bando moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rowland moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof now catching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Bando scores. Brooks moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brooks moves to third. Monday moves to second. John Gellner now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. Brooks scores. Monday moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rowland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Gill pinch hits for John Gellner. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Baney now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing right field. Reggie Jackson now playing center field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Euler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley bunts towards the mound. Roland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Roland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roland bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley pinch hits for Dick Baney. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stanley now playing shortstop. Bob Locker now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Locker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-2 in the game. Comer strikes out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Goosen hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brooks. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hovley bunts towards the mound. Roland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNairtney moves to third. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy pinch hits for Bob Locker. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Fuentes now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rowland strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-4 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1. Athletics. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-3 in the game. Comer hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNairtney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Seattle Pilots, 1. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.